This is the manifesto of Mother Monster. On Goat, a government-owned alien territory in space, a birth of magnificent and magical proportions took place. But the birth was not finite, it was infinite. As the wombs numbered, and the mitosis of the future began, it was perceived that this infamous moment in life is not temporal, it is eternal. And thus began the beginning of the new race, a race within the race of humanity, a race which bears no prejudice, no judgment, but boundless freedom. But on that same day, as the Eternal Mother hovered in the multiverse, another more terrifying birth took place, the birth of evil. And as she herself split into two, rotating in agony between two ultimate forces, the pendulum of choice began its dance. It seems easy, you imagine, to gravitate instantly and unwaveringly towards good. But she wondered, how can I protect something so perfect without evil? It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin, believe capital H.
Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, Chola descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast for leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this
no
way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or
Hi everybody and welcome to this Sunday session special. And today's Sunday special is a humanistic approach to this Sunday service. A little bit different to a traditional Sunday service. As you know, I like to put a twist on things. So we're having a humanistic approach in this Sunday session today. So hello everybody. My name is Reverend Pete and I am the host of Honest to God with Pete. So, without further ado, let's get this going today. So, again, hello and welcome, my beautiful people, to this special episode where we celebrate and affirm the LGBTQ plus community through a humanistic lens. A space rooted in dignity, equality, and joy for all. Whether you're here to find connections, inspiration, or simply to celebrate love in all its forms, you are truly cherished and valued. So today we affirm that every person deserves to live authentically, to be celebrated, and to be loved. Pride is not just a celebration. It's not just a once a year thing. Once it's done, it's over. It's a continuous celebration. It's a moment for dignity, equality, and fundamental human rights. We honor the courage it takes to be true to oneself and the beauty that diversity brings to our world.
Hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all. call me up because you know I'll be there and I'll see your true colors shining through. I'll see your true colors and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let it show your
Now let me share with you some words that inspire me deeply. First of all, by Harvey Milk. Hope will never be silent. And from Audre Lorde, it is not our differences that divide us. It's our inability to recognize and accept and celebrate those differences. And they're two quotes that I fully believe in. And I think we need to reflect on that, because hope will never be silent. It can never be silent. We have to believe there's hope. And if there is, we need to talk about it, share about it, sing about it, cherish that moment of hope and really hold on to it. And the other quote, it's not our differences that divide us. It's our inability to recognize, accept, and celebrate those differences. And it is. And that's where we go wrong sometimes in society. We need to be able to recognize and accept and celebrate them. So now I want to invite you to the lighting of the candles. So if you have different colored candles, get them out. Pause and go get those candles. Because it's Pride, you should have different colored candles. If you don't, I'm going to be questioning your commitment to this one. But if not, don't worry. This is something you can do at any time. But if you do have candles, great. If not, don't worry. So though we're not together in person, I invite you to imagine lighting the candles with me. So each representing a color of the Pride rainbow and the powerful meaning behind them. Now I'm going to go through the colors with you. And there are some additional colors that I don't have, but I can tell you if you did have them, what you can think about that and use that for. So let's start. Red. Red is for life. Orange is for healing. Yellow is for the sunlight and brightness. Green is for nature. Blue for harmony, and purple for spirit. But if you do have other candles like black or brown, the meaning behind these is diversity. But if you've got also candles that are pink, light blue or white, this could mean your support for transgender people or for the trans community. So as you imagine each candle lighting, say quietly in your heart, or you can say it aloud. With every candle you light, you're going to be saying this short phrase, but with its meaning. So every candle you light, for example, lighting the red candle. Think in your heart or in your head or say out loud as you light the candle. I honor life and all who bring it to our world. I honor healing and all that bring it to our world. I honor sunlight and brightness to all who bring it to our world. I honor nature and all who bring it to our world. I honor harmony and all who bring it to our world. I honor spirit and all who bring it to our world. I honor diversity and all that bring it to our world. And I honor the trans community and all those within it. So I want to talk about stories from the heart. Now, stories have the power to heal and connect us today. I want to share some voices from the LGBTQIA plus community and allies, stories of authenticity, struggles and joy. Now, these are three stories that were shared with me. I have used a little bit of an AI generator to create the voices, as unfortunately they only sent me the emails. So these are genuine stories, so please enjoy and listen to them.
I'm Jamie, 47, and I came out as gay 3 years ago after decades of hiding. It was scary, but my kids supported me and I found friends in an LGBTQ+ book club. Life isn't perfect, but it's finally honest. If you're afraid to be yourself, know you're not alone. There's a world ready to welcome you.
I'm Priya, a bisexual woman from an Indian family. For years, I hid my identity, but finding a queer South Asian group in London changed everything. My family surprised me by welcoming my girlfriend at Diwali. You don't have to choose between who you are and where you come from.
I'm Alex, a trans man. Coming out was tough, some people left, but many stayed. My sister learned my new name right away. Transitioning hasn't solved everything, but now I see myself in the mirror. If you're questioning, your happiness matters, and you deserve respect and love.
Although I can't share all the voices here, I want to remind you that every story matters, and I mean that. Every story does matter. Every journey is unique and brave. If you have a story, consider sharing it with someone you trust or a supportive community. So let's pause and reflect for a moment. Just sit there quietly, your eyes closed, or if you're in a quiet room, just think, what's your story? What's your journey? How would you share that with someone? And everybody's journey and story is unique. We've overcome adversity, boundaries, and some of our journeys have made us stronger than we are today. For my journey itself, if I hadn't gone through the journey I've gone through in my life, I wouldn't kind of be the person I am today. I take my journey as it's building the foundations to make me the person I am. It's made me stronger. So just take that moment. You can pause here. And reflect on your journey, reflect on your story. How would you tell it? Who would you tell?
I'm
Now, I invite you to take a moment with me. Think of one thing you love about yourself. It might be your kindness, your creativity, your courage. Whatever lights you up inside. Hold that thought. Now, think of one thing you admire about someone in your life or community. Maybe their resilience, their laughter, their love, their generosity. If you want, you can write these down. Say them aloud or simply hold them in your heart. If you're online, then maybe share your words or use an emoji that means pride or welcome to you, like the rainbow flag or the rainbow emoji or a love heart, a color of your choice or multiple colors of your choice or a butterfly. But again, just take a moment to reflect and pause. And again, think of one thing you love about yourself. Because how can you love anybody else without loving yourself first? And then think of that one thing you admire about someone in your life. Write them down. Say them aloud. Think with your head or your heart. But just pause and reflect.
Strike a pose. Jimmy Dean on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren, Catherine, Manitou, Betty Davis. Get to it, strike the pose, there's nothing to it. Vogue, 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 Vogue.
Ooh, you've got to let your body move to the music. Ooh, you've got to just let your body go with the flow.
So let's have a little bit of reflection and let's look at everyday allies. So being an ally is about action, how we can support the LGBTQIA plus community in our schools, our workplaces, and even as close as home as our family and friends. What does inclusion look like in everyday life? Now, this shouldn't be a hard thing to ask, right? What is inclusion? How do we see it in everyday life? We should be seeing it in everyday life. So you're probably thinking, well, it's a bit of a redundant question, but we need to look at it. But there's also ways that you can be an ally. And if you're thinking of how more of an ally can you be because you support and love your friends and family and you don't see that there is a divide and you believe that everyone is treated equally and fair no matter what. But here are some ideas to consider when becoming an ally or, you know, growing yourself as an ally. So you could listen without judgment. You can use the correct names and pronouns. And if you get them wrong, then apologize. The person won't mind. They can see you're trying. You're trying to support. You're trying to learn. Speak up against discrimination. Celebrate milestones and achievements for individuals, whether it's their coming out party, whether it be that they've been in a loving relationship for years, or maybe it's that they're taking the plunge for binding of the hands or taking that step to a commitment or marriage. Celebrate those achievements with them. Maybe they're looking to build a family and adopt and grow and support that everlasting need of someone needing a home that they want to provide and open their doors to show that they love and care and that they want to be a family. But also fundamentally, educate yourself and others. Now, think about one way you can be a better ally this week or this month or this year, because being an ally isn't just about supporting Pride Month. And yes, it's kind of June into mid-July because celebrations are still going and people are enjoying themselves. And depending around the world you are, people are celebrating where they can. And there's countries where people can't celebrate and can't be themselves and can't show their individuality or uniqueness because of laws and regulations that still apply. And they can only show it in their homes with the ones that they love. So as an ally, you're not an ally just for a week, a day, a month, but you're an ally for life. So just think not how you can be a better ally for today, for tomorrow, for this week, but how you can support and be an ally to your friends, your family, or those from the LGBTQIA plus community. Think about it. Take a moment to think and reflect on being an ally.
A plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine.
holds after a hurricane comes a rainbow. Maybe a reason why all the doors are closed, so you could open one that leads you to the perfect road. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow, and when it's time you know, you just gotta ignite the light and live.
So, as you know, this Sunday session blessing is a little bit different. I've had the more humanistic touch, not the traditional, but more of a humanistic approach. So I want to now bestow a blessing upon you. So you may close your eyes, relax, take a deep breath as I bestow a blessing upon you, or just relax and listen. So may you go forth with courage and compassion. May you live authentically and help others to do the same. May our world be more just, more joyful, and more loving because you are in it. Remember, you are loved. You are enough. You belong here. So look, guys, thank you for sharing this time with me. Take pride in who you are. Stand up for justice. Spread love wherever you go.
Chimney top, that's where you find lemon drops high above the chimney top. That's where you find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. The dream that you dare to, why, oh, why can't
Okay, so before we finish and I wrap up for this Sunday session special service, I just want to remind you that support is available. So if you or someone you know needs help, please reach out to a local LGBTQIA+ organization or charity or a mental health organization or services. They are there because you are not alone. Even in today's world where there's lots of different choices of not knowing what your gender or sexuality is at a young age, to where you may fit in, to struggling with your sexuality and your identity, you're not alone. There are people out there that have lived experiences, that have those journeys that you can reach and talk to. So please, you're not alone. Reach out to those charities or organizations. And if you want to keep celebrating, consider joining a Pride event that's still going. There are still some in July that happen. Or connecting with an affirming community near you. Now, I just want you to know as well, as a reverend, I am very open to different views. As I've said in a previous podcast, I'm a bit of a spiritual mutt, which means that I look at all different religions and faiths to see how they are, what they are, look at them. And as you probably know, that I have different approaches, from a traditional approach to humanistic approach, like today's service, to looking at the pagan or Gen Z and Gen Alpha approach to services and sermons and you know, different celebrations. Things need to change. As in the traditional version, we were made in the eyes of God. God made everything. God loves everything. I don't want to preach about God and throw God into this kind of humanistic approach, but everybody's loved. We are all connected, apart from the color of our skin and the way we look and who we are. Because if we didn't have uniquenesses and we were all the same, I'm sure I could not live with a billion of me. I'm sure you could feel the same, though you may want to. But we're all unique. We're all individuals. And that's what makes us us and such a diverse world and community. We are all loved, no matter what spiritual path or faith or spirit we follow. Wherever your spiritual journey takes you, whether you're doubting, questioning, unsure, know this: whatever your journey, you are loved and you will always be loved. So let's finish with one more song before we close today's service.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just one second.
Well, that's it, folks. This is the end of the Sunday special episode with Honest to God with Pete. And the only thing I have to say is go in peace, pride, and power. Thanks for joining me on this week's episode of Honest to God with Pete. If this episode opened your heart, gave you something to reflect on, or simply reminded you that you're not alone on the path, then please share it with somebody that you feel would benefit from this episode. Now remember, this is a space for every kind of seeker, every kind of story. So please do follow or subscribe, and I'll meet you back here with more reflection, realness, and the occasional soul-centered Sundays. So until then, keep questioning, keep growing, and stay honest to whatever spirit means to you.